Today my guest is Tommy Armour, one of the all-time greats of the golfing world. Instead of asking Tommy for some golf tips, I thought it might be interesting to have him trace his career right from the early days up to the time he became the winningest pro. We'll get to the Tommy Armour story right after this important message. Tell me this about Tommy Armour. Where did you begin your career?
My golf career?
Your golf career. That's right, you have varied interests as far in your careers, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I've had some that have to be expurgated before I told you all the deal. Well, I started playing golf like you did baseball as a child over in Scotland. My home was within 100 yards, and I started playing golf. I despised the game as a child. No action. I loved to play football. I loved to box. I loved to run. Mm. But golf for a young kid, you know, that's a kind of dull game, eh?
I
like a little body contact. I like to go like you did at college, you know.
Very true.
All of a sudden, I became good. I don't know why. But I had a very fine teacher. You know, I'll tell you a thing, Jackie. I'm the only champion in the world. Golf, I'm talking about. Now, when I'm all, and that took a lot of golf lessons. All of them say they never do golf lessons. Of course, what you and I know is a lot of bunk. I watched them all. Lessons, I took lessons from everybody. Way down so many, and paid for them, too. A lot of my hard-earned cash, and I didn't have so much money then as I have now. I'll give you a tip on that. And then I just went on and came over to America, went in the rubber business, had a lot of money. Ultimately, I turned golf pro, 25, and then played. Then I took very much interest in golf then.
Yes, you
practice hard, Dan. Practice hard. And was, I think, without doubt, the luckiest golfer ever lived.
I don't know about being so
lucky. I was a good player. You
have to be a good player to win all the top prizes, the PGA, the British Open, the U.S. Open, every major professional golf tournament Tommy Armour has won.
But I still was lucky. At least I feel I was lucky.
Well, don't you feel that in golf, though, that a great percentage of it, when you're playing with the top-notch players, like the fellows do on the tour, that they do have to have a certain amount of luck, but it is their own great play that makes this luck as they're going on. They see a certain thing that they do, they have to hit it through. Great play makes luck.
Luck plays a percentage.
Right.
But the great players, the luck will come in, say, 5%, and the great players are 95%.
Right. Tommy, I just want to say thank you ever so much.
Jack, it's been a great pleasure to meet you.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.